Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. Oh, boy, what a day. And I'm excited to have Pastor Butch Paul joining me for my co-host today. Welcome back.
Thank you, and it's very good to be back. I mean, I thank everybody there for your prayers, and I got some cards. I thank y'all for that so much. It means a lot. It really does. Yeah, I was knocked out pretty hard for a while, but I like to think I'm back pretty much full speed, and I thank you for all your concern, Melody, everybody out there. I mean that. Before we get it started, anything real serious today, I want to share some good news with you. GPS come up with a brand new device. Guess what it does? It's for old timers like me. It not only tells you how to go where you want to go, but reminds you why you went there.
Well, that's good.
Well, I thought you'd be better than that. How many times you go to the other room and get something, get what you went in there for?
I don't know. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen with you?
Uh-uh.
Oh. No. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a waste of joke. I said it's for old timers like me. All right, folks. I think she's on the phone right now. But anyway, I thought it was
pretty
good.
I'm not. It was just messages, and they're answering the phones and so forth.
Oh,
so
okay,
you know.
Well, I thought
but,
that was
you
a
know,
good
it's
one.
Just been a it's been a pretty hectic day, and I know everyone is anxious to hear what the metal's done today. We had gold, and by the way, you're listening to Financial Survival. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2021. And as someone pointed out, it's you write out today 2-1-2-1. So that's the day of the year we're at, 21-21. So gold today was up 11 bucks in the New York spot price after market. We did hit a high of 1871 before she pulled back. We're now looking at 1860. Silver, of course, is the talk of the town. But, I mean, it was had a high of 10% to the upside, and it did pull back at $29.28, up $1.30, and just shy of 5%. Platinum was up 5%, up $55 at $1,131. And palladium was up 4% at $2,314. So palladium, to me, I think is, the little guy, the little turtle from behind that dropped, and it's beginning to gain some speed. And you know, the old saying, is it going to catch up and pass gold? But it's still a great buying opportunity at $1,131 if you can get it. If we can get anything, we'll be talking about inventory here in just a little bit. Now, the dollar was stronger today. It did pop up over 91. It's probably some of the reason why we saw a pullback in gold today, up 0.51 at 91.03. Crude oil was up $1.43. 53.63. So,
it's climbing.
Thank goodness for all those new executive orders that we're getting. That of course is will make oil prices go higher, your heating oil prices go higher, your gasoline prices to go higher. But hey, at least we're all going to be worried about climate change. Dow Jones today. Yeah, we can probably up 229 points at 30,211. NASDAQ, big day in the NASDAQ, of course, 2.5%. Up 332 points at 13,403. The S&P was up 59 at 3,773. The 10-year yield, 1.08. Of course, European Asian markets were strong. And, of course, I was listening. Well, I didn't have it on for background noise, but I had CNBC on, and all they talked about today was silver. All day long, they just talked about silver. It has jumped to almost an 8-year high and extending a surge that started with some investor frenzy sweeping through the markets. Most active futures rose as much as 13% to 30.35 an ounce on the COMEX. This is the highest since February of 2013. That followed a weekend buying binge that overwhelmed supposedly online sellers of coins and bars from the U.S. to Australia. BlackRock, Inc., iShares, Silver Trust, the largest exchange-traded product tracking the metal, recorded an unprecedented $944 million net inflow on Friday. So this is very similar to the buying stampede that we saw in GameStop. and some other small cap stocks that seems to have captivated the financial markets in the world in recent weeks. And silver's initial advance, they say, can be traced to Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum. One post last week declared the metal the biggest short in the world and encouraged traders to buy into the iShares Trust as a way to stick it to the big banks. Exactly what kind of investors are behind the current run-up in silver prices, you know, is still pretty unclear. No doubt that the market is more than happy to let Reddit Legion push it wherever it wants to push it. But, you know, you're going to read all these conflicting messages about silver on the forum now, and it's unclear how long retail investors will stick to the silver trade. You know, you already have, you know, Wall Street Bets advising folks against it. You have all these other places. Of course, they're going to try and talk it down as usual and so forth. But it does bring a little bit of volatility when you have paper pushing the markets higher. The CME Group said it continues to monitor the markets. The exchange dynamic circuit beakers in silver are 10%. This means that a 10% move up or down within any rolling 1 hour window will trigger a 2 minute pause in trading. Short-term forward rates on the London silver market flattened on Monday, indicating strong demand for the metal in coming weeks. And the noise goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Very little discussion on the fundamentals of gold and silver. No discussions, because that's not exciting, and that's not going to make the buyers come in and take over. We still have real problems, but it happens before. They're taking the product off the market, pushing the premiums higher. But the question is, we never know if the price of silver will turn around. So are we going to see silver turn around? Don't know. Once you get something going, we don't know how high it'll go before it turns around. And then we don't know how low she'll go. I don't think she'd go any lower than 25. You know, I think we just go back to where we started. Unless it's the beginning of their push to push it a lot lower, highly unlikely when you're having trillions and trillions of dollars being printed into the stimulus packages. So the whole point of it all is enjoy it. It wakes people up, no doubt about it. I can't tell you how many calls I had today that says, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I think it's time I buy. It's like, well, why didn't you buy it when it was at $20? Why did you wait until it was at $30? So it's an interesting what we do. It's human nature. And, you know, we're happy that, you know, you call discount gold and silver for those purchases. What we did today, since you couldn't get silver eagles and so forth, I went out and I bought peace dollars. The old peace dollars minted in the 20s. And heck, I think with about the number that I, the amount that I purchased this morning, it popped a buck and a half. And from where I bought it this morning, I bought some more right before the program. So they went up a buck and a half. So we sold a lot of them. And that's the whole point. People become so focused on one particular product, you forget that there's other ones out there. Or you listen to these guys that say, oh, the only thing you ever want is this. You don't want to get anything else. And da-da-da. That's where they're wrong. Peace dollars is a great, great product if it's just explained properly. They're minted in the 20s. They started in 1921. It was the only year that they made the Morgan silver dollar and the peace dollar. These are AU, almost uncirculated peace dollars. They're beautiful. And what's nice about them is you can have a rise in the price, but they're a little more stable than what your bullion price will be, your spot price will be. So silver can drop $2 and these prices might stay the same. You know, so they're less volatile than what the silver market is, the bullion market is. So they're a great addition to your portfolio. So we still have some left. So you can give us a call at 800-375-4188, and they're going for $39.50, and they're a steal at that price. Wow. Silver Eagles, I bet they're selling Silver Eagles. Those who have them, I bet they're selling them for 36, 37. So there's wow. That's not a much bigger price for something that's not mass produced anymore. And they're basically considered like 90% silver. Yes, there's no full ounce in them. They're like 90%. So beautiful coins. So,
and how long, Melody, have you been telling people this is going to start happening? How many years have you been telling them? Silver was going, what, $15 this time last year?
About, yeah.
About then. Mm-hmm. Now it's double that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many years you told people to get in now and don't wait? And I'm glad they're getting in now. I do believe the payoff in the long run. But you've been one of the most patient people I've ever met to keep saying this over and over, now it's the time. I mean, even silver mining percentages are going up. You know, silver mines like Hecla mining and core mining and wheat and precious metals. The mining stock's going up from 5 to 26%. So silver is whatever it's going, wherever it's going, it's going up tremendously. And China is now calling it poor man's gold and buying all they can get. I'm sure they're buying quite a bit of it. That's according to Reuters. So they rushed into the silver market this morning and pushed Shanghai prices while boosting performance of related stocks and funds. So it's a hot commodity right now. And
it is.
It may cool off some, but I don't think it'll ever go back down to what it was.
No. Silver has performed well over the past year. It rallied more than 60%.
Yes, it did.
So, you know, how's that performing against your paper investments, ladies and gentlemen? And yeah, it doesn't do it every day. But when it does, it does. So, and the
60%.
One thing I always have to remind folks, too, when you're getting in, too, is particularly those who have large amounts of silver. You need to have a strike price, too. We know silver likes 50. Is it going to go to 50 this year? Or, I mean, this time? Maybe. It's a possibility. But you have to see what's pushing those up there, and then we will evaluate it as we go along. But it is exciting. And it's difficult to know where silver's price and demand is going to go in the next days and weeks, especially as you have government in there spending trillions and trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I think that's why you see palladium rise, too. You might even see why you have platinum rising, too, because they're used as catalytic converters. And now you have this administration who is looking to, you know, the Green New Deal. And, you know, the government is buying electric automobiles. So, you know, and I think those metals are also used in the batteries and so forth. So, you know, it's... It doesn't matter what government does. I mean, well, it does, but I mean, as far as the impact on, you know, we're heading in one direction. And the direction for gold and silver is strong. And if you view the fundamentals, what else is there out there? You want to get your cryptocurrencies? The governments hate, don't want, you know, and they'll eventually come in and whack them. But one thing I think we've also learned with GameStop last week and Reddit and everything else, look how easily these markets are manipulated. You don't think they can hold things down like they have with gold and silver? So again, it's just signs of what they can do, what they've been doing, and they get away with it. It's criminal. And even when they do find guys who actually say they've manipulated, like Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan, what do they get? A little bit of a fine. A little smack on the hand. Shame on you. Don't do it again. At least don't let us find you doing it again. Be a little bit more discreet. So anyway, Butch.
Yeah, I'm just going through my mind that silver went up 60% this year, you said. 60%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Melanie, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. I can't think of anything else out there that would have went up 60% in a year. I really can't. And to know that it's something that's not going to disappear. If you put that in some kind of paper stock, it may went up 60%, but it could cool off overnight and go to zero tomorrow. Silver is not going anywhere. Even if the prices go back down, silver is still there. That's a big difference, isn't it?
Sure is. So, I mean, you get any short squeeze in silver paper shorts, it's going to be epic in the price. So, yeah, it can be exciting. So, but folks, you know, the product availability, that's what I've been saying all along, too. It changes overnight. But who listens? Some do.
So, the eagle scares again.
And I'll tell you what, there aren't that many peace dollars out there either. There's not an unlimited supply. They don't mass produce them. And, you know, we'll probably get some silver eagles floating through in the middle of the week, maybe tomorrow, as the unknown becomes a little bit more known. But anyway, $39.50 peace dollars. Give us a call. 1-800-375-4188.
Butch. And in comparison, what would that have been a year ago for a peace dollar, roughly?
We were selling them, I think, around 23, 24.
So a $16-17 increase in a year. Folks, I don't know where you can get wrong with that. The first silver dollars I bought were $3 a piece, Melody. $3 a piece. That's been some years ago. But think about the increase. And Marsh and I got married in 71, gold was $35 an ounce. Now it's almost $1,900 an ounce. What else could, if I would have known and had the money invested in that back then, what could make a difference in the future for myself and even my family? It's amazing. It really is. Folks, call Melody and talk to her, please. I mean, really and truly, Melody knows I like silver. I bought silver from her for a long time. I like a little bit of gold, too, but I've always enjoyed buying silver. I could afford some of that. And I'm so glad I did now, Melody, because the things about you just a few years ago have doubled in price or more. And that's quite an investment.
It really is. And you know what? We look to these investments as long term. And we look to them as safe.
Yes.
You know, because they, you know, even over silver share, even over silver miners, you're not buying the paper stock for silver. You don't own silver. Again, you own paper. You're buying the management. You're buying a corporation. You are not buying silver. So just keep that in mind if you think that you're doing a deal. And yeah, they're going to perform. But wait until these markets turn around. Wait until the Dow doesn't go up anymore. Wait until you start seeing the paper markets turn around. Same way with crypto. Hey, every time a lot of the time, you have the Dow when you have big numbers dropping it. Crypto goes down. Bitcoin goes down too. You know, and we can even see that a little bit in gold. But you have something with gold. It's real. It's in your hand.
Yes, absolutely. Tangible.
It's not paper.
It won't burn.
What can you do with paper?
Well, I could tell you, but there was a shortage a while back.
Hey, we're heading into the break already. It did go by fast. Welcome back. We'll be right back.
Good to be here.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. What do you have for us, Butch?
All right, this next one I think is something we've been talking about for a while, and it's starting to really happen. U.S. factory activity cools amid COVID-19 flare-up. And blame on whatever you want to. Blame on COVID. I mean, that, yeah, no doubt the shutdowns and the lockdowns have put a lot of hurt on a lot of people. So, yeah, this is probably part of it. But it is a sign of economic times. U.S. manufacturing activity slowed slightly in January, while a major prices paid by factories for raw materials and other inputs jumped to its highest level in nearly 10 years, strengthening expectations inflations will perk up this year. No doubt it's going to. The moderation in activity reported by the Institute of Supply Management on Monday reflected a flare-up of COVID-19 infections, causing labor shortages in factories and their suppliers, which the ISM said will continue to restrict manufacturing economy expansion until the coronavirus crisis abates. And folks, don't hold your breath on that. Manufacturing and housing are anchoring the economic recovery from the pandemic. So they said, thus pleasant put there, inflation is going to hit this year. And in my opinion, it's going to hit pretty cop-picking hard. Now, folks, put that on top, of course, of the shrinking dollar inflation. With the price of precious metals going up, where would you rather have your money? In a bank, drawing 1.1% interest, whatever it is now, I don't know what it's paying now, or in a stock or a bond somewhere, drawing almost nothing, or in a piece of silver that went up 60% in 1 year. Which would you prefer? And the interest that you get on your dollar in the bank is not equal to the inflation already. You're losing money with money in the bank. Melody, is that pretty clear? Am I making that clear enough?
It's clear to me.
I mean, why would you put money somewhere where you actually lose money having it in there? That just doesn't make good common sense. I understand having a few greenbacks laying around for emergencies. That makes pure sense. But to put your money in the bank and count on being there for retirement, or invest in a piece of paper that you know could fluctuate overnight from a high to nothing overnight, to me that is gambling with something that you don't have to gamble with. With something like precious metals, it'll never go to zero. It's always worth something. When the whole world economy collapses, you'll still have something of value. When the Great Reset comes, that everybody keeps talking about, you'll still have something of value. And Mel, if they do reset the currencies, which means it probably devalued worldwide, the only thing that you'll have maybe of tangible are goods that you have in your hand, maybe your homes, your real property, or silver and gold to kind of rebuild your wealth a little bit. And I know people don't like to think about that. Space people say, "Well, I'm a Christian, I'm not worried about it." Then you don't study your scriptures, you don't know your Bible. That is, and I can prove that scripturally. If you're not planning for your financial future for your family, you're failing God and your family. That's just the way it is, folks. I preach it. I can teach it. I know what I'm talking about. So to me, it just makes sense. Maybe everybody else thinks I'm just up the wall and crazy, but that makes sense to me. And when this reset happens, it's going to. Going to be a lot of things change that we never dreamed possible, in my opinion. Any comments on that, Melody?
No. I mean, it's just what you said is all true. And, you know, we say it almost every day on this program. And, you know, we're going to see it. You know, I mean, we're just beginning this deal.
Yes.
And, I mean, sure, our currency has been revalued for, you know, the past how many decades. But, I mean, We're going to see things happen that things we only talked about. And unfortunately, it's here. But you're right. If they reset, they're going to reset globally. That's what it's all about.
And that means everyone loses. Except, of course, the elite. But the common folks like you and I will take a hit. I mean, we're going to take a hit this coming year big time with inflation. Not just thought there's told it's going to happen. It is happening. I don't know about the price of gas for you. We are, Melody. Ours went up around 20 cents a gallon over the last month or so. So that is inflation. And the price of oil you and Dave went up over $53. It's been running in the low 40s for a long time. That's inflation. That's what it boils down to, folks. It's going to hit you everywhere you turn. So prepare yourself in way you think best. I'm thinking you come Ellie Seastrom up. I really do. I know she's been a huge blessing to me and my family. But on to different issue, different country. UK car manufacturing suffers least productive year since 1984. That goes back a few years, Melody. It doesn't seem like that long to me, but it's a long time ago.
It is.
It said, as with most industries, 2020 was a bad year for UK car manufacturing. In fact, as statistics Martin Armstrong notes, it was a very bad year. The latest output figures released by SMMT today put the sector down at a level last seen in the 80s. In total, 920,928 cars rolled off the production line, representing a decrease of almost 30% compared to 2019. Underscoring the graveness of the situation, Mike Hawes, SMMT chief executive, said, "These figures are the worst in a generation." It's hard to believe. It's been a generation, folks. Hard to believe, isn't it? Reflect the devastating impact of the pandemic on UK automotive production, with COVID lockdowns depressing demand, shredding plants, and threatening lives and livelihoods. Well, watching the UK, you think that didn't affect us too? Of course it does, folks. We are a world economy. Everything that happens in the UK is going to affect the US. Everything that happens in Asia is going to affect the UK. This is the way it is. It's for real. It's happening. Play games if you want to. Pretend it's going to be okay. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get the UBIs. Yeah, I know they're coming.
Yeah, they are.
They're coming. You just watch. It's going to happen. But guess what? That's going to buy you. When the dollar is worth a tenth of what it is right now, it's already worth nothing. People, please, for your own sake, think beyond what you see in your hand right now. Think beyond a piece of paper. Think beyond these things. A socialist, communistic society will never last. Economically, it's going to fall hard, and we could name many nations who went through this already. Why do we think we'll be different? I don't know, Melody. In comments on that, I have nowhere to go with that other than just what I said.
Nope, you said it all.
I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. While we keep playing the same game over and over, expecting a different outcome, I don't get it.
And you know, the one thing I do want to hit on what you said is what happens there happens here. And that's so true. I mean, everything is, heck, a car, you know, probably 80% of the parts come from all over the world.
That's true.
Very so, true. And we ship to other places. I mean, we're so interconnected anymore, and that's all by design. So to think that we have a way to make America great again by bringing manufacturing back, the only way they can bring manufacturing back is if they devalue the dollar. It's the only way it's going to help. So, you know, when people start crying out for jobs and no longer can UBIs be paid because there isn't enough revenue coming in and so forth, and because of all the other financial problems that are going on and the debt too great to be paid, they're going to devalue our currency even more because that's what they need. And it'll stay there. It'll stay there. So a strong dollar hurts our economy. So anyway, that's, and all they care, they like the stronger dollar. So people keep buying the debt. That's what they care about. They don't care if you have jobs. You'll manage. You'll find something. You'll work two jobs. You'll work three jobs. You'll do whatever it takes to feed your family and pay your taxes. Because you know what? If you don't pay your taxes, they'll throw you in jail. They'll put freezes on your account so you can't survive or take your dog for a walk. So, I mean, it's, you know, Butch, it's just the same thing over and over and over again. And it's like we keep electing these people in office. And it's just, anyway. I'm done.
Do you remember back, it's been 30 years ago, probably, maybe longer, when everybody's talking about the imports coming into the country, you know, foreign cars start coming in. And there's a song out entitled Eat Your Import. You remember that by any chance?
What's it say?
It said the name of the song was Eat Your Import.
No.
When they started bringing in foreign cars, everybody was, you know, starting to buy foreign cars because they were cheaper. And everybody was getting down on for doing that. And they said, well, just eat your import. I remember a friend of mine, he's going to buy a new tractor. He said, I am buying American. He went up to the local Ford tractor dealership and bought him a brand new Ford tractor. He said, I had no more and got off the low boy. They delivered it to me at the house. I looked down. The first thing I saw was a starter. It said made in Japan. And he was going to buy American. Already, the automobiles were being pieced out from different countries. They were assembled in this country 30 years ago, but they were not built in America, and they still aren't.
Nope.
So buying America is like jumping. It's like putting out a forest fire when the forest fire is gone. Burn the thing away. It's too late. They already started bringing in pieces to put together in this country, but they were not made in America. So when they started crying about buying American, it was already too late. We'd already farmed an industry out overseas. I know that for a fact because I sold automotive parts and other things for many, many years. You couldn't find even a light bulb for a car made in the USA. So what you say is true. The jobs are gone. The jobs are gone. Manufacturing jobs are not coming back to America.
No.
Any comments on that?
No. So, hey, take advice from this new administration. We'll just have to learn how to build solar panels. Right?
There you go. There you go. And
or learn how to code software. Yeah, that's everybody's job. Everybody can do that, right?
Oh, well, that'd be an excellent job.
Yeah.
I just see me doing that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't even turn a radio on me. That'd be a good idea. Yeah. And I do have a question here because I've been out of the loop here for about a month. You know that. But CNBC's Faber says Robinhood probably is going to need more capital one day after CEO grilled on liquidity by Elon Musk. Would you explain to me what I've tried to find more detail, but can't find out. What is Robinhood?
Oh, it goes back to last week with GameStop, with all that commotion. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. And I don't know. I think Elon Musk has kind of lost his mind a little bit. But, you know, I saw him he was walking on stage, just prancing around up in the air. And, well, I guess if I was making those $1 billion a minute or whatever he makes, I'd probably be bouncing around too. but it's to keep them solvent, to keep them trading. And Robinhood cut back, when GameStop was going nuts last week, they were cutting off trading, and you could only buy. They were putting all these restrictions and so forth, and because they were losing their shirt, and now they'll probably need tons of money in order to, you know, to save face. And you know, it's a new game in town. So we'll probably talk a little bit more about it tomorrow.
And I wonder what that was. I couldn't figure it out. That's okay. Another ploy, I guess you could say. Okay. And this may be as good. COVID-19 pandemic motivates younger people to buy life insurance. Consumers' pandemic shopping list went beyond baking flour and exercise equipment in 2020. They also bought more life insurance. Applications for life insurance policies jumped 4% in 2020 in the U.S., the highest year-over-year annual growth rate since 2001, with MIB Group Incorporated, a member-owned organization, began tracking activity. With deaths from the coronavirus constantly in the news, many younger people who previously put off buying life insurance finally took action. Agents and executives said Americans made purchases to replace or augment employer-provided coverage in a weak economy. So, I guess the insurance company, that's a good move. They moved up in the ranks a little bit. They sold more insurance.
Isn't that great? I never believed in life insurance. I don't want to bet. I don't want to bet anybody that, you know, I'm dying. They're betting that you stay alive.
Yep, they are.
And,
they
and you're betting
are.
That you're dying. I don't know. I don't want to take that. I don't want to take that bet.
I guess you know, we'll go a lot of different ways.
I mean, there's other ways that you could provide for your family, but I think if you have young babies, that's one thing for a young family and young babies, and that's okay. But once those babies get a little bit bigger, and you know, no, I'm not a fan of life insurance.
But anyway. I do know that.
And I sold it. I didn't sell life insurance. That's the only part of the insurance I didn't sell. I sold health. I sold property and commercial. So mortgage insurance and all kinds of things, but I did not and would not sell life insurance. But
you've been involved in a lot of things over your career, haven't you?
I have.
You truly have.
For 39, this has been...
Well, you started when you were 9 years old. I understand that.
I did. Correct.
Yeah, you started
I'm a multitasker. I'm a multitasker.
Well, I always carried enough life insurance to make sure I could be buried okay. That's the only thing I carried it for. I didn't want Marsh to worry about that. But, you know, that's for her. I don't have anything on her. But if I'm going, hey, she can throw me in a hole somewhere and not worry about it. And that, to me, is something I should do, so I did it. And this is something that I think is interesting. Why did the military stage a coup in Malamar? And that's this article. I can't read it all, but it's kind of interesting. A coup in Malamar has left the military in control under the one-year state of emergency while the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and other senior politicians have been detained. That means arrested, I guess. Here's a look at what could be behind the military actions. Why now? Monday was supposed to be the first day of the new session of parliament following November's election that Suu Kyi's party won in a landslide and that the military-backed party did poorly in. The military has claimed the widespread irregularities on voter lists could have led to fraud in the vote. Well, I've heard about that somewhere before. Through the Election Commission said there was no evidence to support these claims, but the announcement on military-owned Mayawati TV, the takeover cited the government's failure to act on the allegations as part of the reason for the move. It also said the government's failure to postpone the election despite the coronavirus pandemic was behind it. The military maintains its actions are legally justified, and the announcement cited an article in the Constitution that allows the military to take over in times of emergency. Though Suu Kyi's party spokesman and many outsiders have said it is effectively a coup. Well, it was a coup. That's what it boils down to. Any comments on that one?
Nope.
So, I mean, what can I say? They took over the country. That's pretty much a coup, I would assume. Okay, I do hear music playing already.
I do too. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul. Lots of snow heading up to the northeast.
Absolutely.
I know there's 21 inches up to 2 feet in New York, and you got a lot of snow. We don't have any. We had snow yesterday, maybe an inch. That's all gone now. Now we're supposed to get it tonight and tomorrow, maybe another inch. Ooh. But what's scary about that?
That's all we got, about an inch.
Pardon?
We got about an inch last night too. It's still snowing something, not mounting anything.
No,
didn't even go ahead.
What's bad is because I live in an area where it doesn't snow often, so people don't know how to drive in it.
Oh,
so
yes.
So even that inch of snow can be very dangerous because it's the other drivers that can, you know, get you crazy. But
it's just as bad in North Carolina, believe me. I went there some years ago, come back from Atlanta, and I hit a snowstorm in Charlotte. I got so scared coming out of Charlotte, north of Charlotte, I got a motel room. Those people were sliding all around me, going over the median. I mean, they were scaring me to death. I just got off the road.
Yeah.
They drive at 65 centimiles an hour just like there's nothing on the road. And they pass me and they do donuts in front of me.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's crazy.
So I told Marsha, I'm stopping. I mean, I was going to try to get home that night, but forget it. You'll get a motel room. But anyway, and this is, I think, some good news. America's trust in mainstream media hits an all-time low. And journalists are shocked. Imagine journalists being shocked. Given the 24/7 hysterical propaganda coming from mainstream media, it's easy to see how Americans are clueless about current events, true nature, whether it be politics, COVID, or foreign policy. But there's some good news. For the first time, most Americans do not trust the mainstream media. I think that's phenomenal. I really do. Said Edelman's, the Edelman's trust barometer shows that Americans' trust in the media establishment has now hit an all-time low in 2021, falling 3 more points to 46%. For the first time, the figure has dropped below 50% mark. It's about time. It's way beyond time. People should have been watching this and realizing they're not telling us the truth. Isn't that a shock, Melody? They're not telling us the truth?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I mean, really? And America just finally figured it out. Gee, maybe there is hope. I don't know, but I don't want to say about that. Nothing going to add to that. And this article thought, well, this is really kind of sad, but it is what it is. Zombie Nation, third of adults walking around in concussion-like days due to stress and lack of sleep. Now, I know for a fact, talking to people that I've known for years, they are stressed. And I try to help them through this. Of course, being a pastor, that's what I do. But I try to tell them, look at the, you know, at the spiritual side of this. While you're stressed, God's still on the throne. He's still in charge. Nothing's going to happen that he doesn't know is coming. We need to trust that. But anyway, here's a pretty good reason to make sure you're getting enough rest and relaxation in your life. More than a third of people are walking around with the same symptoms as concussion due to stress and lack of sleep, suggests a new study. A survey of more than 31,000 people shows that insufficient sleep, mental health problems, and stress were the cause of a whole host of symptoms doctors are used to seeing in head injuries patients. Symptoms of what doctors call post-concussion syndrome, PCS, range from persistent headaches, dizziness, and anxiety, to insomnia and loss of concentration and memory. While 27 people report having several of these symptoms, between one half and three quarters say they experience at least one. The most common symptoms are fatigue, low energy, and drowsiness. And despite their findings, researchers believe the number of the in general population could be much higher. And you, Melody, have you noticed? Maybe it's just me, but it seems like people are seeing are losing energy, maybe, or they're becoming seem more fatigued. Have you noticed that, or it's just me seeing this?
Well, I don't doubt it. What's different about that? It's been going on for years.
I guess just the COVID thing had a lot to it. But, you know, and I don't want to get in here and get into preaching, but I just want to share this because I think it's important. Having a faith in a sovereign God that rules in my life because I belong to Him takes a lot of stress off me, Melody.
Yeah.
Because my future is not in my hands, it's in His hands. And according to Romans 8:28, no matter what happens in my life, according to His word, all things happen to my good if I love Him and part of His children. It worked to my good. So I don't worry about things as far as losing sleep over them or being depressed over them. If He is God, then He is God. If He's not, then I'm worshiping the wrong one. So people understand this. We have to put our faith in something greater than ourselves or greater than COVID or what man says is going on. And the answer is still in Jesus Christ. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that's that simple. And I know being a pastor, everybody says, well, you say that because you preacher. Well, yeah, that's true. But I believe that for many years now, and it's never proven wrong in my life, ever. And I've been around 72 years, so I'm not a rookie. And I thought this desk article kind of ties in maybe with this stress issue. Medical tyranny. CDC announces all travelers must wear two masks, threatens arrest. I said all travelers must wear two masks and threatens arrest. The Center for Disease Control issued a new coronavirus order requiring double mask to be worn for all forms of public transportation in the United States. This is insane! The CDC announced an order late Friday that will require people to wear a face mask while using any form of public transportation, including buses, trains, taxis, airplanes, boats, subways, or rideshare vehicles while traveling into, within, and or out of the U.S. The order goes into effect tonight, 11:59 p.m. Masks must be worn while waiting, boarding, traveling, and disembarking. It said the coverings need to be at least two or more layers of breathable fabric secured to the head with ties, ear loops, or elastic bands, and scarves and bandanas do not count, the order says. The CDC said it reserves the right to enforce the order through criminal penalties, but it strongly encourages and anticipates widespread voluntary compliance, expects support from other federal agencies to implement the order. So there you go. What else can I add? So it says, so if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on. It just makes common sense that it's likely will be more effective, and that this reason why you should see people either double masking or doing a version of an N95 Fauci said. So we can take his word for it. He would never lie to us.
Of course not.
I mean, Melody, double masking?
My question is, if they thought that the masks were successful, why don't they just make masks to the point where, whether you agree with wearing them or not, my question goes, why wouldn't they make masks that would be classified as two?
Very true.
You know
Good
what
point.
I'm saying?
I know what you're
know?
Saying.
I mean, they've had a year. But, of course, we know they can't make toilet paper fast enough, so why could they make it? I mean, are we that far beyond the ability to control? I mean, are regulations that bad that you can't change something to make something better? I mean, stupid.
And stop and think of the hypocrisy behind this. A 500,000 people died this past year with drug overdose. The kind you take for pain, the opium overdose. 500,000 people died. And they restricted the doctors from giving those out or told people they're going to get so many a year. That's, to me, hypocritical. 500,000 people died with drug overdoses on the opioids, and they're not restricting those. Something is not quite right here, people. Think about these things, please. And now globalist Klaus Schwab is stepping into the picture and said, as long as not everybody's vaccinated, nobody will be safe. Here we go. Speaking at this year's Davos Agenda, World Economic Forum, WEF founder and chairman Klaus Schwab declared nobody will be safe till everybody is vaccinated within the COVID-19 immunization. The man behind the Great Reset plans, now he's behind this, folks, on using the pandemic to usher in a new era where the global elite retain total control over humanity. One reason Schwab and his ilk would like to vaccinate as many humans as possible is to implement a Big Brother-style surveillance system equipped with the latest spy technology. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it said Schwab writes, faced with deep recession, governments around the world are considering the use of immunity passports to allow a degree of normality to return. Now listen, they wrote this. Melody, he wants to allow us. He wants to grant us a privilege of somewhat of a normal society again. Isn't that gracious of him?
Very much so.
I mean, I just feel so good to know that he actually cares that much. And Ron Paul said this, the system of tracking and monitoring could be used to silence those expressing dangerous political views, such as that the Great Reset violates our God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He's right. But I think the wording that they say that he wants to grant us a little bit of normality, to me, that's a slap in the face. Who died and made him God?
Well,
I hear you. He's the one behind the Great Reset.
Well, yeah.
Folks, let this sink in your head a minute. Do you understand why Melody's trying to get you prepared for your future? I don't know what's coming. I can look in the scriptures and look what's happening in current events, tell you I think what's coming, and I'm pretty much right on the money. It's usually right, because they tell you what you're going to do. Prepare yourself for your future. Spiritually first, of course. But then get into it financially and take care of your family's future as best you can. No one's promised anything tomorrow. But have something that you can fall back on if necessary. I think that's, Melly, to me, that's just so vitally important. If nothing else, at least you can always sell a piece of gold and pay off a bill. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, people need to save. And that's what gold and silver does. It's a savings account. Gold is a savings account. Silver is a checking account, and these are long-term investments, and it's something to fall back on. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to put money into the market if you need your roof repaired by June. No, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to, you keep it out and get your roof taken care of. But for long-term savings, if it's money that you don't need to touch, absolutely, what are you going to do? Just let it go wasted by the way of the dollar? So, no, you get your gold and silver, you put it away, and you forget about it.
And that is some of the wisest words you're ever going to hear, folks. I know personally it's been a great blessing to me, and Bob Chapman is one of the first ones that told me about that. And I miss Bob Chapman still today with his wisdom. I really do. I wish he were here to give us some direction in some areas. I truly do.
I can't tell you how many times his name came up today on the phone calls, and we all miss him.
Well, he was a unique individual. He knew what he's talking about. He shared with the people from his heart. He didn't get on and try to sell you a product. Bob Chapman shared with his knowledge with you, trying to help you, didn't he?
Absolutely.
That was Bob Chapman. It really was. And I got time maybe for one more article here. I think this is interesting. Guess what, Melody? This will be exciting. COVID-19 tests now available in Oakland Airport vending machines.
Huh? What was that?
COVID-19 test now available in Oakland, California Airport vending machines. Isn't that exciting? The COVID-19 vending machine at Oakland International Airport, which sells masks, sanitizer, and test kits at the Oakland International Airport. Travelers passing through Oakland International Airport will now be able to grab a COVID-19 test out of the vending machines. The self-administered test kits are available for about $150 at the contactless kiosk in each terminal, in the Los Angeles Times reported. Oakland is the first U.S. airport to sell the coronavirus test in vending machines, officials said. We realize that travelers are going through a tough time right now, especially as we all navigate the COVID pandemic, airport spokesman Roberto Bernardo told the paper. We want to give travelers another option for testing. So drop in $150 at a vending machine, test yourself, and feel good. Now, does it still take 3 days for this test to get the results back?
It's
doesn't
what?
Save you my tip. Does it still take 3 days to get the results back?
I don't know.
I don't know. But that $150, that's a bargain, Melody.
Wow.
the people with the ingenuity to think these things up. They're making money here. I guess that's called free enterprise.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? It's amazing how people are panicking.
Well, I know it is.
And
it is.
You know, and with this vaccine coming out, it is also people who don't get it are almost an outcast anymore.
That's very true.
And
we're out of time already.
Oh my gosh. I want to do another hour.
I wasn't done.
I'm going to be nice and not say anything. Welcome back, Pastor Butch.
Good to be here.
Back. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.